T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Christmas time is upon us, and the one thing you've always got to remember is Christmas music always kicks ass. And when your mom says you need to record a nice Christmas album, but when you decide, go, no, I need to record a rockin' Christmas album, you, and of course the man that puts that together is Gary Ho. He's on the line with me now. How are you, Gary?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
I'm outstanding, sir. Man, just ready for the holiday season. You're already on the road doing the rockin' tour. And it's hard to believe it's been so long since you put out Ho Ho Hoey number one.
Yeah, man, it's been 23 years. I can't even believe it that it's been this long. And we played Sunday night at Daryl's house in New York. And it was great because it was all these families in the front row with their kids. And, you know, and I came out after the show to talk to everybody. And it was just amazing to hear these families go, yeah, my son, you know, grew up on your music, and he's like 18, 20 years old, you know. And it's an honor to be a part of people's family and their tradition, you know.
Well, when you go back to your first album, did you think that, you know, when you did Heavy Bones, did you think it was just going to be a one-off, or you could do a couple of albums and that would be about it? But, God, you've extended yourself into so many different facets of rock and roll these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because the whole Heavy Bones thing happened, and it was, you know, we talked about this, the whole grunge thing had hit, and we kind of were lost in the shuffle, that whole transition in music. And for me, it spawned my solo career, you know, from doing Hocus Pocus and everything. But, you know, going back to the whole Ho Ho Hoey thing, and I remember when my mom was saying, you know, do a nice Christmas record, and I wanted to rock it out. On this tour, I've been telling people some of the stories about some of the inspiration behind some of the arrangements that I did, you know, with the Christmas thing. And
right.
Cause I'm a producer, you know, I like to listen to music, and I sort of have to get a vision of where I want to take it. So I was thinking about some of the songs and going back to You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I remember sitting there in my studio recording, and I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to do You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, but how am I going to do it? You know, it was kind of like a swing song.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm just going to imagine we're going to, you know, Metallica's house for Christmas. You know, and James Hetfield answers the door, and he says, hey, Gary, what's going on? You want some eggnog? Merry Christmas. You know, that's what I pictured.
Which guitar are you playing with today?
I'm playing my blue Fender Strat.
Oh, sweet, man. Now, how many guitars do you have in your complete collection?
I have, I probably have about, I don't know, I'm looking around the studio here. I probably have about 30, 40 guitars, I'm thinking, probably 35, 40.
And do you have a select few that you have in heavy rotation, or are they all pretty much a recurrent category and they all come up pretty much evenly throughout the whole tour?
You know what? I'm down to basically my three or four favorite guitars that I play all the time. My blue Strat, which a lot of people see me play, it has a lefty headstock, you know, upside down neck. I have a gold Strat, and then I have my Resonator Dobro guitar, you know, inspired by Johnny Winter. I've been playing that in every show now. It's a steel guitar.
Yeah.
And the crowd just goes crazy when I break it out because it's got the slide and everything. So, and then I have a Sunburst Strat. So those are my main ones. And then I have my 74 Les Paul that I bought when I was a kid that I don't take on the road anymore.
Yeah.
And you know how guitar players are. I have a bunch of guitars just, you know, got over the years for different things, and some of them are cheap, crappy guitars, you know what I mean? But they're just, I just love them anyway.
Talking with Gary Hoey, and of course out on the road for his Ho Ho Hoey tour, and also coming up in the 2019, he's going to be going on the road. Actually going on the high seas. We'll discuss that in a little bit, but also you've got another blues album coming out, and Dust and Bones, man, it's still one of my favorites.
Thank you so much, man. The new record, we just finished it about a week ago. We mastered it right before we were heading on tour, and the title is Neon Highway. Neon Highway is the new record. It's coming out, I think, March 15th is what I heard, and I'm real excited, man. It's got some cool blues songs on it, and some stuff that I wrote years ago that I never released, a couple of songs that I always wanted to put out. One's called Almost Heaven. That is just a really cool ballad. It's one of the few instrumental records on the album. It's kind of a Gary Moore kind of Santana sort of thing. And there's a song called Under the Rug, which Eric Gales was playing on with me, and he's one of my favorite guitar players. So we had Eric on a song. And I can't wait for people to hear this new record.
Well, I tell you, you know, everybody does equate you with not only some pretty good guitar playing, but of course, also the Christmas music. When you started doing the Christmas music stuff, how did you go about picking which songs you wanted to hear? It's just like you said, well, I'll try this one. And some of them got left on the cutting room floor, and that's how they came out with the next album. And how did that work for you?
Yeah, well, I tried to pick ones that I definitely liked, you know, and I tried to pick songs that I thought I could do something with the arrangement, you know. And there was songs like, you know, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling like I could do anything with that. You know, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaving that one alone. But I love, you know what I love, bro? I love classical melodies.
Yeah.
I love the sound of, you know, just the way, if I'm playing, you know, if it's, you know, like all that stuff, or if I do, you know, I just love the sound of those melodies, or even like, when I was doing like, I mean, I just think that is like the most amazing melody.
Yeah, it is. And of course, and when you turn it into, update it, if you will, and give it a little bit of attitude, it sounds so much better.
Right, you take it to another, and that's what I did. Like that song, what I always did was trying to make the song sound like something somebody heard, but they didn't know what it was. Like when I start off Green Sleeves, I go, it almost sounds like AC/DC or something, right?
Yeah, a little bit. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got kind of that, you know, that. And then I come in. Or another one I do is I go. And I go. But then I come in and we go. Then we add the heavy to it, you know?
Yeah. Man, and see, that's what I've always loved about, especially chatting with you. You've always got your guitar with you. You're always ready to rip off a tune. And which tune do you want to just jam to really, really quick and just give us a great piece of Christmas time?
Oh, man, I would love to. What if we play a little bit of, should I do a little of the 12 Days of Christmas or?
It's dealer's choice.
All right, here we go. Play a little bit of 12 Days of Christmas. All right, here we go.
See, that's what I love, man. That is just outstanding. But I tell you, a lot of people think that it is just Christmas music, but you are more than Christmas music. You go back to Heavy Bones, which was not Christmas. And, of course, Deja Blues, you even had the great Frank Hannon from Tesla on there with you.
Yeah, man. Frank was amazing. He's actually going to be at a Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp with me coming up. We're doing one in Nashville. And I think it's in February, and Frank's going to be there. I'm all excited about seeing him again, and we got some guys from Journey, and Nuno Bettencourt, my good friend from Extreme, he's going to be there.
Well, it was another Extreme member. He was going to be out with Joe Perry, but Nuno, do you think he's one of the most underrated guitar players?
I think so, man. I mean, he's a brilliant player. Obviously, people, you know, love him, that know him. But, you know, he's out on the road with Steve Vai and Zakk Wylde right now. So I think that's sort of, when I saw him do that, because Steve's a friend. I mean, I know those guys. you know, I thought this is a great thing for Nuno, man, to really step out and get to show people what he can do. You know?
He's a hell of a guitar player, man. But you're going to surround yourself not only with the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, but coming up in February, you're going to be hitting the high seas, the Rock Legends Cruise. You've done these things before, and they're a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, they're awesome, man. I'm telling you, anybody out there that's listening that, you know, has ever thought about doing a Rock Legends cruise or any of those kind of music cruises, they're so much fun. They're only 4 days, so it's not too long. And, you know, we're going out with, you know, Roger Daltrey, Buddy Guy. We got Foghat. I mean, there's just a great lineup of people on this one coming up. I got the list.
Roger Daltrey alone would be insane to hang out with.
He's the headliner. And then we got 38 Special, Night Ranger, Foghat, Outlaws, Nazareth, Ozark Mountain Scare, Sebastian Bach, Edgar Winter, Jack Russell, Canned Heat. Can you imagine? This is in 4 days. You're going to hear every one of these bands. They each play three times. So you can, you know, see your favorite band a couple times or try to get a chance to see all your favorite bands. But I run the All-Star Jam on that cruise. I took over for Marshall Tucker last year.
Yeah.
And they invited me back this year to host the jam. And what I do, man, is, you know, bro, you've known me a long time.
Yeah.
What I don't have in millions of dollars, I have in respect and I have in credibility with my friends in the business because, you know, I've always tried to be a good dude and be, you know, be a good musician.
Yeah.
And so when people come up to me and I'm like, man, you want to play in my jam? They're like, definitely want to play with you. And so we get all these great people to come in and I try to make everybody shine and make it an incredible thing. So after last year, they invited us back for this year again, and they want me to host it. So I'm totally honored.
I tell you, talking with Gary Hoey and a new blues album coming out in the new year and also the Rock Legends Cruise. If you want to get in on this Rock Legends Cruise, leaves out of, I think, Fort Lauderdale, correct?
Yes, it's going out of Fort Lauderdale, and I know they're already announcing the next one for next year. So if people can't make it on this one, man, sign up now.
It's a big deal. Just Google Rock Legends Cruise number 5, and it's going to be a great time for you. And it's Gary, it's always a blast to chat with you. Not only you're probably one of the most easygoing and down-to-earth guys for such the artist that you are, and I appreciate the hell out of that, but it's what how you give back to the community. You've always done that, and the work you do with Toys for Tots and also our heroes as well.
Absolutely, man. We got a big Veterans Drive clothing drive coming up next week. We got one in Detroit. Yeah, man, we're always trying to give back, you know, because we're blessed. And, you know, you got to pass your blessings on to other people and just do what you can. So I figured this is my platform, and I talk about it on stage all the time. I talk about, you know, trying to get along with people and spread more peace and get people in a good mood, man.
Well, especially when you do it every single year for Christmas time, because we always look for Gary Hoey on the road, but especially when you get into your blues frame of mind, man, that's still where I think is one of my favorites of your stuff is not only with the last album that you put out, but I look forward to the new one coming out. Anything you can tell? Do you have any guests on this one?
Yeah, I've got, well, funny thing is my son, he's 17 now. He actually played on a blues song with me called Don't Come Crying, and he killed it, man. My son played on it. I also have a great guitar player out of Texas named Lance Lopez, a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And my man from, you know, down the Carolinas in Memphis area, Eric Gales, he's on a song with me. I'm trying to think of who else is on the record. I'm not looking. Oh, and as a guitar player, you probably don't even know him. His name is Josh Smith. And he is a monster.
Really?
That I had on a song, a blues, a slow blues. He's one of Joe Bonamassa's favorite guitar players, if you know Joe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Joe's a great guy. He's another humble guy that's just outstanding.
Yeah, Joe's a humble guy, and he's a ridiculous player, and Josh is one of his favorite players. So, you know, I'm not trying to say I'm going to make Josh's career, but I like to give people a hand up, and
yeah.
I like to show my fans that you got to listen to this dude because he when I called him to play on my record, he was like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, you got to play on my record. And he killed it. He killed it.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. And we look forward to hearing it. The new album due out in the first of the year. Hit up GaryHoey.com. You can get all the info about Gary there. And also you can find out about his live album from 2013. Also Deja Blues, Utopia, going back all the way to the beginning. And also you find out what Gary's up to. And also each year you give away a guitar at Christmas.
Yes, Christmas Day, we have our 10th annual. Just all they have to do is join the E-List, and they'll be ready to go. And if they're already in it, then they're already entered.
Gary Hoey, always a pleasure to chat with you. Send us out with a great tune, GaryHoey.com. Also, social media, you're always on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. All they got to do is just search you out, right?
Yes, absolutely, man. Send me messages. I'm always on there looking at stuff. So,
and he does answer back.
I do, man. I try. All the best, brother. Happy holidays. Thank you so much. God bless, brother.
Take care, Gary. Happy holidays, and we'll chat with you soon, pal.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.